This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to a special edition of the Live Feed featuring the 2018 Winona Municipal Band under the direction of Levi Lundak. The Winona Municipal Band has been entertaining audiences since 1915. Concerts take place every Wednesday from now through August 15th, beginning at 8 p.m. This week's concert features the following selections: Cheerio March by Edwin Franco Goldman, Shenandoah by Frank Ticelli, Georgia on My Mind by Hoagie Carmichael, and The Magic of Andrew Lloyd Webber by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Keep listening as we bring you a treasured summertime tradition in Winona. I'm Bill Stoneberg, inviting you to enjoy this week's presentation of the Winona Municipal Band.
Musicians often like audience participation, and this next piece has an interesting history with that. The title of this march, Cheerio March, was actually selected by a vote of radio listeners. It was premiered by the Goldman Band on Sousa's birthday back in 1932. Goldman dedicated the cheerful La La and Whistle March to a friend, Mabel Rosenthal. At that time, there was little to cheer about in the United States. The country was in the midst of the worst depression, with banking and many operations at a standstill, and people in soup lines, shanties, and other things happening in our country. The Goldman Band did its share by presenting concerts to New Yorkers, there are community bands similar to this one, to help forget their troubles, at least for a little bit. So we hope you enjoy Cheerio March. There's a little audience participation if you would like. You'll figure that out. Cheerio March by Edwin Franco Goldman.
Thank you.
Our next selection this evening is a really pretty setting of a traditional folk song from the U.S. Tay Kelly, who arranges this setting of Shenandoah, was inspired by the freedom and beauty of the old melody, as well as the natural images evoked not by the Shenandoah River or Valley, but by the words of the old folk song. He was less concerned with the sound of the rolling river and the life-affirming energy and its timelessness, but yet sometimes the accompaniment flows under the melody, sometimes it breathes alongside it. And the mood, as well as the words and the river, it all kind of comes together and juxtaposes from quiet reflection, growing optimism, and of course, profound exaltation, just a wide range of emotions through one beautiful lyrical idea. This is Frank Tekeli's setting of Shenandoah.
Thank you.
Our next piece is a four-movement work entitled Four Scottish Dances. These dances were composed early in 1957 and are all dedicated to the BBC, or British Broadcasting Company, Light Music Festival. They're all based on originally melodies, except for one, the melody of which is composed by Robert Burns. Well, the first dance is in the style of a slow Strathspey, a slow Scottish dance in a 4/4 meter with many dotted notes, so it feels a little uneven, and frequently inverted in the arrangement of the Scottish snap, for those that know what the Scottish snap is. The name was derived from the Strath Valley of Spey, hence Strathspey. The second movement is a lively reel. Now, it begins in a key and rises one semitone each time it's played until the bassoon plays it, then all breaks loose. We'll let you decide when we get there. And the bassoon plays it as a greatly reduced speed in a completely different key. The final statement of the dance is at the original speed and back in the original key, kind of coming full circle as you were. The third dance is the style of a Hebridean song and attempts to give the impression of the sea and the mountain scenery on a calm summer's day. The last dance, well, that's a lively fling, and that's the words of the composer. It makes a great deal of use of the opening string pitches of the violin. You'll notice we have no violins. And the note is the saxophones do it in the band edition. Well, tonight we have a saxophone. So, hopefully those strings are tuned. Four Scottish Dances by Malcolm Arnold. Thank you.
Thank you. This fall, 2 hours prior to every Winona State Warrior football game, is the Warrior Game Day Experience. The Warrior Game Day Experience is set up to boost campus, fan, and community spirit. It's also a great way to heighten awareness of your area business, nonprofit organization, or club. Free space is available for any or all home games this season. Opening day is September 8th. For information on how to become a part of the Warrior Game Day Experience, contact Tracy Hale. By email, it's thale, H-A-L-E, at winona.edu, or call 507-457-2846. This fall, we hope you become a part of the Warrior Game Day Experience.
Sometimes by reliving something from the past, we get dangerously close to flirting with the current times. This next piece is that if you really want to be loose with your facts. Chopinacus is our next tune, and there exists a controversy, first of all, about the authorship of the melody, but the most probable account is as follows. The Chopinacus melody was composed by the musician Pulmaro Lopez Fernandez, born in the city of Chiapa de Corzo. Now, Chiapa de Corzo is in the Chiapan area of Mexico. Lopez Fernandez was inspired by Chiapan women's traditional attire, which his then fiance of the time tended to wear. Following his marriage and death, his widow, Juana Maria Vargas, retained control of the composition's original score. So musician, composer, and conductor Juan Arosemena, who was born in Mexico City, frequently performed the melody and added to it the widely known text that Nat King Cole, many of you know, added. As time passed, performers added things like choreography and a little theatrics, usually intended to be danced by women wearing traditional Chiapan attire. Now, the connection to the current is Chiapanecas has nothing at all to do with El Chapo. Chiapanecas. Tonight, a little bit about John Philip Sousa, not the composer, but the author. So this next march has just some interesting things about it. The Transit of Venus was originally written in 1883, and the work celebrates the actual astronomical event for which it is named. The Transit of Venus generally happens every 243 years, based on sources. That's interesting because sometimes it happens every few years and then goes a really long time in between. The work itself was erroneously thought to be lost for over 100 years until a piano transcription published in 1896 was found by a librarian in the Library of Congress. This edition received its first performance by the U.S. Marine Band, no, the first performance after 100 years of being lost, which also, the performance was June 6, 2012. That date actually was the transit of Venus, the astrological event. Another transit occurred in 2017, just last year. We were rained out of that week, so we're playing it a year later. Now, as I mentioned, Sousa, the author, he wrote more than just music, and it's not known whether Sousa witnessed either of the two transits of Venus that happened in his lifetime, but the phenomenon was the basis for the title of this march and one of his three novels. Three novels, one titled The Transit of Venus. Here's The March, The Transit of Venus by John Philip Sousa. We talked about audience participation earlier and voting on the name of the Cheerio March. We will not have a vote to see if that should go away for another 100 years. It's a great story, and we're glad to have recovered that work of John Philip Sousa. First of all, we want to take a short little break here. Just the trumpet players and brass players need to take a little drink. But we want to also thank, since we're talking about drinks, Merchants Bank. They come down on rainy days, chilly days, and days like today where it's sunny and hot. And they provide water for the band and people who attend. So thank you personally and from the band to Merchants Bank for providing water. And this is your public service announcement on a warm day to hydrate for today and tomorrow. We'll be back in just one moment. So, Andrew Lloyd Webber is a world-renowned composer, mainly of stage performances, musical theater. He's lived quite the interesting life. Born in Kensington, England, which is a part of the Greater London area, Lloyd Webber really has been a force since the 1960s in musical theater, providing many hits, also doing many controversial things. Most recently, but not controversial, he was given like a Lifetime Achievement Awards, often at the Tonys, which is for musical theater. Other interesting things, one of his most famous productions was Phantom of the Opera, and the lead female character role, Christine Daae, was given to Sarah Brightman, who was Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife. I don't know about you, but there could be a little nepotism there, just saying. Again, an interesting life, but we are glad to have many of his treasures. And when someone writes so many great things in the music world, we want to put them together, some of the top hits, and title it something fancy like The Magic of Andrew Lloyd Webber. So we're going to play that for you this evening. This assortment includes Superstar from Jesus Christ Superstar, I Don't Know How to Love Him, also from Jesus Christ Superstar, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, from Evita, Memory, from Cats, and Phantom, from The Phantom of the Opera. If you know musical theater, you'll probably recognize all of them. Even if you don't, you'll recognize a few. We hope you enjoy this range by Warren Barker, The Magic of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
It's been a wonderful night presenting the concert for you. We always appreciate having a wonderful audience, and we just appreciate the beauty of this setting. The Bandshell is a phenomenal place, and if you don't believe it, just turn around, look at the sunset and the clouds. It's one of those ooh and ah moments. Don't even train them for that. We're halfway through the summer series. This is concert 5 of 10. We have lots still in store in the next few weeks, including a more than traditional and desired appearance by Dr. Frank. And as Dr. Frank goes on, what he does gets a little more interesting. So make sure you're here that week. It'll be a few weeks out. We'd like to leave with America the Beautiful. Thank you again for coming tonight.
Thanks for listening to KQAL's presentation of the Winona Municipal Band under the direction of Levi Lundak. Free live performances can be seen every Wednesday night at 8 at the historic Bandshell in Lake Park through August 15th. If you can't make it down to the Bandshell, the concerts will air here on 89.5 KQAL every Sunday at noon. You can also listen back to today's performance on our website at kqal.org. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, Visit us at kqal.org.